grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards, but the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, April 16th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Supervisor and Paso Robles City Council candidate clash over PAC allegations. Well Soto Road underpass beneath the 101 complete. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. A San Luis Obispo County Supervisor and Paso Robles City Councilmember candidate have clashed over a political action committee on social media. District 4 Supervisor Jimmy Paulding alleged the Political Action Committee of General Build would use its funds to influence the District 4 race by supporting his opponent, Adam Verdin. Paulding also said that Verdin was seen at the Slo Housing Summit with Michael Massey, Paso Robles City Councilmember candidate and founder of the committee. Massey has since left the committee to focus on his own campaign. He said in a statement to Paulding, "The claims you made about my involvement are inaccurate. The PAC you reference is not active in your race. You know this. A simple review of the PAC's public findings would show it has made no effort to raise funds." Massey continues, quote, "Dragging private citizens into campaign messaging using half-truths and innuendo is exactly the kind of politics that erodes public trust." Paulding said Massey is a public figure, now a candidate for public office himself, as well as a political advocate and head of a pro-development organization. He also said he has no intentions of withdrawing his statements. Caltrans District 5 announced that construction on the Wellsona Road Safety Improvement Project is now complete. The project constructed an undercrossing and frontage near the intersection of the U.S. 101 and Wellsona Road. A 112-foot-long bridge and undercrossing eliminates the need for motorists to make left turns across traffic onto the U.S. 101. The contractor for this $12.2 million project was Cal Portland Construction of Santa Maria. Elections Office on why polling places and precincts change. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The County Elections Office has released a statement seeking to answer questions on why precincts and polling places sometimes change. The Elections Office says that while these are inconvenient, these adjustments are not arbitrary. They are required to ensure elections remain fair, accurate, and compliant with state law. The Elections Office says precincts can sometimes change with redistricting, population shifts, and due to legal compliance. Even small boundary shifts can place a voter into a different precinct than in a previous election. Polling places are assigned once precincts are set, and criteria include meeting ADA requirements, proximity, capacity and safety, and whether the location is available for the election. The Elections Office says a change in polling places is not intended to discourage participation. It reflects the county's responsibility to follow state election laws, ensure accurate ballots for every voter, and maintain fair and consistent election administration. The Atascadero Police Department is reminding motorists that April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. The APD encourages drivers to stay focused, keep their eyes forward, and hands on the wheel. Distractions like checking a phone, using an in-dash touchscreen or car phone app, adjusting the radio, or eating can have serious consequences. The APD says that under current law, drivers are not allowed to hold a phone or other electronic device while operating a vehicle, even when stopped at a red light. The County DA's office held an event yesterday morning on Victims' Rights Awareness Month. The full meeting can still be viewed on the DA's office YouTube page. In the meeting, District Attorney Dan Dow first called on attendees to change the language used for the criminal justice system to call it the criminal and victim justice system. Every decision, every reform, and every sentence has had a profound and lasting impact on a real human being who is harmed, Dow said. Dan Dow also said, despite laws being passed in California regarding victims' rights, there is still a great deal of hard work ahead. Victims continue to tell us they feel overlooked by a system that seems more focused on offenders than those who were harmed. Dan Dow said the 2024 passing of Prop 36 was a step forward for accountability and victim-centered justice. He concluded his statement by inviting anyone to attend the 50th anniversary celebration of the Christopher G. Money Victim Awareness Systems Assistance Center next year. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Mets 8-2. The Athletics over the Rangers 6-5, the Padres beat the Mariners 7-6, the Reds over the Giants 8-3, the Yankees beat the Angels 5-4. Tonight, the Padres will face the Mariners, the Athletics will go against the Rangers, the Giants will face the Reds, the Angels will go against the Yankees. In the NBA, the Warriors beat the Clippers 126-121. Tomorrow, the Warriors will face the Suns. In California news, California Attorney General John Eastman was ordered by the state Supreme Court to be disbarred and his name stricken from the state role of attorneys. The court ruled that there is clear evidence that Eastman advanced false claims about the 2020 presidential election to mislead courts, public officials, and the American public. Eastman was a legal advisor to President Trump during the 2020 election and wrote out a plan to reject the electoral votes for Biden while presiding over a joint session of Congress on January 6th. A UCLA survey found that Los Angeles County residents are the most dissatisfied with their quality of life than at any point this past decade. The 2026 Los Angeles Quality of Life Index score dropped to a record low of 52, with six of the nine categories reaching their lowest levels. Lowest rated areas were education, transportation, and cost of living. Another top concern was immigration enforcement, with nearly 31% of respondents saying they were worried they or someone close to them could be deported. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The cattle cycle historically lasts 10 to 12 years, but that pattern has shifted since the 1980s with increased packer concentration and globalization. RCAF United Stock Growers of America CEO Bill Bullard discusses what it will take to rebuild the U.S. cattle herd that is currently sitting at record low historic numbers.
We need to reform the structure of the marketplace. We need to remove from the toolbox of the packers the tools that they use to artificially suppress prices. Chief among those are what's called formula contracts. The other thing we need to do is we need to instill upon producers that we're serious about rebuilding the herd as a nation. And to do that, we are going to need some limits on the volume of imports that displace domestic production and drive prices down.
And then there is the issue of record amounts of beef imports coming into the U.S.
We need to phase in tariff rate quotas, put an overall limit on the volume of imports that can come into this country, but we need to phase it in and actually delay its implementation for about 3 years. It takes 3 years to begin expanding the cattle herd. So in 2029, we should begin to implement tariff rate quotas that would lower the total volume of imports allowed into this country. Our recommendation is by 1.5 billion pounds.
Creating the likelihood, Bullard says, of producers staying in the industry and being profitable.
When proven genetics matter, cattlemen turn to Lenskos LT Ranch. Join them Saturday, April 18th, 11 o'clock at their sale facility in Isabel, South Dakota for their 45th annual bull sale. Selling 274 Charolais, 323 Angus, and 56 Hereford bulls, developed for performance, longevity, and backed by their customer buyback program. For videos and a catalog, visit LenskosLTRanch.com. And remember, bid live at DV Auction or LiveAg.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Following research that showed California's 2016 agricultural overtime law resulted in an overall decline in farm worker earnings, State Senator Melissa Hurtado co-authored Senate Bill 921, which would create a tax credit to offset the cost to farmers of paying overtime premiums. Just going around the Senate district at a different type of events where there are farm workers, I've had individuals come up to me and tell me that it's killing them, that they're getting reduced hours, and that they want more hours. Hurtado told Ag Alert last month in an interview, "It's something I've been very vocal about, which is not a popular thing to do as a Democrat, but it's a necessary thing to do. We can get it right. This doesn't have to be a situation where everyone loses. Everyone can win." Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance 434-3276. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday. Cloudy on Monday through Wednesday with a 30% chance of light showers. Sunny on Thursday. Low 80s Saturday, mid 70s on Sunday. Upper 60s on Monday, low 60s Tuesday, mid 60s on Wednesday, 71 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. The NASDAQ and S&P topped Thursday's record close for both. PepsiCo cut prices and added some new products. It boosted business in the recent quarter. Earnings topped expectations. PepsiCo shares opened up 0.5%. Bank of New York Mellon and insurance giant Travelers also reported better earnings than forecast. Bank of New York Mellon shares are up 1%. Travelers down 1%. Boeing says it's replacing retirees and adding staff to increase production. It's adding at least 100 new staff a week. Boeing shares opened up more than 0.5%. Dairy Queen is going AI at drive-thrus in a collaboration with AI provider Presto. Dairy Queen shares narrowly higher. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard Windows and Doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned, award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental in Atascadero. 238-5775-238-KPRL.
They seek him here. They seek him there. His clothes are loud. Never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off. Karen will have on congressional candidate Bob Mitchell. That's your sound off, all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. All right, well, let's see here. Did we get? Nope, we didn't. So the question started off this morning. How much more technology do we need? There are obviously both sides to the argument, and more, though, attention is being paid to the issue of what it is doing to us mentally. It is causing some problems for, shall we say, many people. But what are the benefits? Do the benefits outweigh? So, supposedly, solving complex challenges. It's deemed necessary, the further technology, to tackle changes, improve food security for a growing population, and find cures for diseases. Okay. That's it. It's also a basic need in the development of, or continuing development of, humanity. Although there is, again, the mental health and cognitive decline, including more anxiety and depression, and also in attention spans. And some feel it's overwhelmed by the need to constantly upgrade and so forth and so on. So anyway, there's just, something to throw out there. And technology is viewed as a double-edged sword that requires careful, ethical management to ensure it enhances human life rather than dictating. Chris, would you say forms of technology, they dictate to us?
Well, do you mean, like, I mean, the internet kind of does.
Because we have to use it.
More or less, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, we don't have to, but a lot of stuff relies on it nowadays. Like, you know, it's like, you're encouraged to apply online, look online, do your banking online, stuff like that.
Well, not only you are encouraged, but in more and more cases, you have no choice. You know, I can't tell you how many things over the years here, well, years in the last few years where, you know what, we're not accepting the checks. You have to go through this and that and the other. And it's all online. Hi, good morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning. So I kind of think that the way technology is going, it's all because of war. Everything we see right now is all without a soldier in it fighting a war. But
are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, I just wanted your feedback, I guess.
That you're saying the technology is because of war? I'm not following.
I kind of think that the way everything is going, it's all with technology, that how we fight wars now.
Well, that slowly started X amount of years ago, where we can see the technology coming in. I mean, again, when we think of technology, we think of in terms of the last 10 years, but technology has been a force in wars. You know, if you go over to the Pioneer Museum, but the Warbirds Museum, you're going to see some things that were invented or used in many of the wars, which back then was considered very technical. And by today's standards, obviously it's archaic. So that's existed for long time.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just thinking of the way today it's all drone wars, right? And that's the only way everybody's going to fight now. So
there's a little bit more than that, but I guess the basic question is, for our daily lives, how much more convenience do we need in our lives?
Well, that's a good one, because I mean, I still drive a gas engine vehicle, and a lot of people drive battery-driven vehicles that drive themselves.
Right. Now, as was brought up, Chris brought this up last hour, that there's some technologies that, because we've lived with them for so long, that has made our life more convenient and easier, such as something that you probably, you know, walk past every day in your house, and that's a washing machine, a dryer,
right?
The dishwasher,
right?
Even a refrigerator. I mean, you know, we're not that far from removed in the time of history where those were luxuries that not everybody had.
No, I can remember my mom talking about her, my grandparents anyway, during the Great Depression. You weren't supposed to shoot a doe, right? But they needed food, so they shot a mama deer, mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
To eat.
Well, that's, I'm not going to say it was common, but it wasn't unheard of, certainly. But it is, you know, again, if you ponder it, now in many cases, particularly in the business, we have no choice but to accept as technology advances. But
yeah,
when you get into the overall benefits, so you do the pros and the cons, again, I mean, it's hard to imagine because we don't know what the next technological breakthrough is going to be. But, you know, when you think and look around and say, you know what, I got a lot of conveniences here, even more than, you know, when you were a kid. So what can they do? You know, we mentioned the robots doing, you know, chores for you around your house.
I can't wait for that.
Okay, so you want more conveniences, right?
Kinda.
Okay, again, I'm not trying to sound wacky. I may be wacky, but I'm not trying to sound wacky. What is, how far do we go, and is it a benefit to us as a human race?
I think it's dumbing us down, in my opinion. So if I don't drive my tractor for a year, I forget how to drive it.
Well, that may have something to do with birthdays, not the tractor itself.
I'm just, you know what I'm saying, though. if I don't use it, I lose it.
Uh-huh. Well, that's even doctors will tell you that with your body.
Right.
If you don't use it, but I'm kind of getting, you know, when I read about this, and I don't know why I've been reading about it more and more lately, is the mental decline in people because of the technology, and that is so long term ramifications for a society. The cognitive decline is, I'm not going to say it's rapid, but it has been happening, and it's more and more.
No, it's like you were, well, earlier in the week, you were talking about Parkinson's, I think, and how everybody's getting Parkinson's, and you placed it on pesticides. I work in the ag chemical fertilizer industry, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure if it's exactly from that. I think people are not actively using their brains, and because everything's being so convenient, you look it up on the phone. You know, every kid now is a graduate from Google.
Yeah. Now, if you look up the Parkinson's, it's not all of it, but a lot of a lot of it is attributed to pesticides. And so, so if you go back that since 1990, there's been a 274% increase. So, and again, it's not an easy answer because it's, you know, complex because they can't figure out what really causes it. But maybe you're right. If we go back to and just use the year 1990, did we start becoming a little bit lazier as society, et cetera, not using the body, our food, you know, the foods we eat, the lack of exercise? We're an overweight society. In many cases, we're a lethargic society. You know, I mean, all these things add up over the course of time in one's life.
I that's where my thought was, because I have a good cousin of mine that is a teacher and was never around pesticides ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been around him all my life. So maybe I'm a candidate, but he's got early signs, and I don't know if we can actually place that on there, because I mean, thank God for pesticides, because we wouldn't be able to eat today. Every single vegetable you would buy today would have a worm or a bug in it.
Okay, so since you're in the industry, when did pesticides or even mandates, you know, from the government become prevalent in the United States? Is there a particular time, a particular year?
It had to be in the 70s when they came up with Roundup. That was the greatest thing ever, right?
What about
weeds?
What about DDT?
Oh, DDT only affected bald eagles, and that's what they put out. It was for lice, I think, at that time.
Well, wasn't DDT used for crops?
Yes, it was. And I think at the same time, it was for lice on people. The other one was, I think it was MD-80 that we put out for coyotes or something. And that started a chain of killing off bald eagles. I got them mixed up. DDT, Man, I'm going to have to look that up.
Oh, you're going to have to start your tractor, too, so you got two things to worry about.
Thanks, Kevin. No, I think that's what we use, like, for lice.
Well, okay, I guess what my point is, you know, when you said that, you know, without the pesticides, you know, we wouldn't have much of a food source. That's what I'm wondering. Okay, we're surviving, you know, you brought up the, you know, the 70s. So did we have so much waste in the crops because we didn't have pesticides?
No, I think the farmers were losing money, you know, because you couldn't pick a crop if it was all eaten up or infested.
Mm-hmm.
Still that way today, you know.
All right, so we come up with this source, this whatever it is, and we spray the crops, and do we know what these pesticides have or may lead to long term?
Well, I don't know. They always have to have EPA registration, so it had to be approved.
Well,
and that would be federal. Federal. You laugh.
Well, just because something gets approved by the government doesn't mean it's the best thing in the world, because let's the other factor we need to look at here, and it's to be, you know, somewhat cynical, is sometimes the powers that be can influence. You know, I've mentioned this book Extortion quite a bit on how deals are made, and like, you know what, we're gonna get this thing passed because the big ag and the donors, they're giving us a lot of money to put us in office. We're going to get this passed. We're going to get more food. What are the long-term ramifications? Well, it's worth the risk.
Well, okay. So you could say the same for pharmaceuticals.
Oh, yeah. No, a lot of things. A lot of things. But I guess, you know, my point is, just because the government says it's okay, I don't buy the, I'm not going to grab the carrot every time I hear that.
No, that means somebody's cousin has an interest in it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. No, I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying that it's not just pesticides. I think it's bigger than that.
Yeah, it definitely is. Hey, I got another phone call. I appreciate yours.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Very good.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I didn't have time to Google it, but I think DDT, when they banned it, it was responsible for millions, maybe hundreds of millions of deaths from malaria in Africa. So what's the trade-off? You know, because it's going to hurt a couple of fish or a couple of eagles or whatever.
I'm a little confused here. Are you saying after they banned it, there were the deaths?
Yes.
Okay, I had heard that also.
Yeah.
Well, you know, again, it gets to my point on, you know, pick not anything, but quite a few things that governments decide is okay, even though there may be a risk, because, well, we've got 330 million people in this country. So, you know, if it affects 5 or 6 million, that's really not a big deal, is it?
Well, it is to those. It would be to those.
Not overall, though.
Yeah. It's mind-boggling to think about all the ramifications and of all kinds of stuff. Well, you know, the good and then the bad.
Well, okay, so, you know, John Stossel gave a talk years ago. It was down in Florida. It was part of the Hillsdale College, and I happened to be there. And he's going on and on and on talking about products. And he did it this way. He said, suppose we can get a product on the market today that weighed 3,000 to 4,000 pounds, and it would change the economy for the better. We can get convenience. We can get goods delivered to us and so forth and so on. Would everybody be in favor of that? So, you know, people in the room raise their hands. Oh, yes, it sounds great. How about if this product killed 30,000 people or led to the deaths of 30,000 people a year? What would you think? And everybody
goes, automobile.
No, right. Yeah, it was the automobile.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, there it is. And I thought there was, and the way he did it was marvelous. It was, it was just very good, very good. So I guess that's why, you know, everything can't be perfect. There are going to be some risks to many of the things that overall are beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, pun intended, choose your poison.
All right, we're done. I got to go. Here, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. District 4 Supervisor Jimmy Paulding alleged that the Political Action Committee of General Build would use its funds to influence the District 4 race by supporting his opponent, Adam Verdin. Also alleging Verdin was seen with the founder of the committee, Michael Massey. Michael Massey has left the committee and is a candidate for District 2 in the Paso Robles City Council. He said that he left the committee to focus on his own campaign and that the PAC is not involved in the District 4 race. The County Elections Office has released a statement seeking to answer questions on why precincts and polling places sometimes change. The Elections Office says that while these are inconvenient, adjustments are not arbitrary. Precincts and polling locations can change due to redistricting, population shifts, legal compliance, and capacity and safety. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s, it's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. War Secretary Pete Hegseth warns Iran, under the U.S. military blockade, you don't control anything.
The United States Navy controls the traffic going in and out of the strait because we have real assets and real capabilities. And we're doing this blockade, performing it with less than 10% of America's naval power.
6 days to the deadline for Iran to make a deal, Hegseth warns, choose wisely. The War Department is locked and loaded. President Trump changes the focus to keeping costs down during the war, visiting the home of his popular no tax on tips policy, Las Vegas, then Arizona. The Pope and the president still sparring.
Jesus told us, blessed are the peacemakers.
Pope Leo in Cameroon saying, woe to those who manipulate religion in the name of God for their military. America's listening to Fox News.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theater's, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org, winecountrytheater.org.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Sunshine today, mid-70s. Clear tonight, overnight lows right around 40, and will be maybe mid to upper 70s. Sunny on your Friday, so enjoy the remainder of your work week, if so. And then some clouds and sunshine, 80 on Saturday. Sunday will drop down in the mid-70s, upper 60s Monday. Could get some showers late, about 50% into Tuesday morning. Highs for Tuesday in the mid-60s. Mid-60s Wednesday and 70 sunny a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down, 6:29 a.m. 7:37 p.m. We are at 49 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the River Oaks community. You know the theme song from the Andy Griffith Show? The whistling part. Well, it's they actually have lyrics for it. Let's go to the fishing hole. And speaking of that, the Optimist Clubs of Paso Robles and Atascadero present the annual Del Bishop Optimist Kids Fishing Derby. When is it? It is this Sunday. Starts at 8 o'clock at the Atascadero Lake. That's right next to the pavilion for those of you. And it's free for youngins 15 and under. Rod rental, bait, and accessories available, or bring your own. Free hot dog lunch and drawing following the derby at noon, and you can pre-register at eventbrite.com. How about that? Okay, be a nice weekend for that. And let's see here. NCI, they're hosting an event on Tuesday, April 21st from 10 till 2, right in the heart of the Woodland Plaza. And what is it? To discuss our upcoming job. Oh, it's a jobs fair. The Jobs Fair presented by NCI. NCI. All right. That's coming up again this Tuesday, the 21st, from 10 till 2, right in the heart of town on Niblick Road inside the Woodland Plaza. And their goal is to connect local talent with meaningful opportunities. So there you go. Make your plans. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. They've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Oh, my goodness. I misread the clock. I am way off on time. All right, it's only 8 minutes away from 7 o'clock, KPRL. Time for birthdays and anniversaries. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, baby, I'm going to have to vamp. My goodness. All right, local celebrities, here we go, and it's a fairly short list. Perfect day for it. Daryl Curry, Kathleen Wright, Jerry Perez, Bob Shore, Sandy Hatch, Chad Payton. We have a Donna Ferguson, Caitlin Stoltenberg, Arthur Everett, and Chris Lovato. That's it. All right, on my right-hand side, some people you probably have heard of. Hello, Wilbur. Wilbur Wright. Of course, you know, the Wright brothers. 1867, 1912, the Little Tramp. And no, I'm not talking about Liz Taylor. I'm talking about Charlie Chaplin. 1889, 1977. Onward we go. From Airport and The Shining, Barry Nelson, the actor, 1917, 2007. Spike Mulligan. Ah, yes, 1918, 2002. Peter Ustinov, the actor, 1921, 2004. Oh, Henry Mancini, didn't he compose quite a few things? 1924, 1994. Also, we have on the list here, this guy was, well, one of the hardest hitters that ever played professional football. And he was left in a garbage can when he was a baby. In the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Dick Lane, Night Train Lane, 1928, 2002. Roy Hamilton, the singer, 1929, 1969. And let's see here. Who else do we have? Herbie Mann, the jazz guy, 1930, 2003. Oh, gosh. Gary Brill's probably sending him roses today. Bobby Vinton, 1935. Oh, boy. Country singer Judy Lynn, 1936. She passed away in 2010. Oh, man, this lady could sing. Dusty Springfield, 1939, 1999. Pitcher from San Luis Obispo, won the Cy Young Award with the Red Sox in 1967. His name is Jim Lomborg. 1942, one of the greatest basketball players of all time, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, also once known as Lou Alcindor. Lou was born in 1947. Jerry Rafferty, born in 1947. He died 2011. From the Tubes, Bill Spooner, 1949. Bill Belichick, 1952. Onward we go. Ellen Barkin, the actress, 1954. Bruce Bochy, yeah, he's still managing, 1955. From the Teeth family, also known as the Osmonds, Jimmy Osmond, 1963. From Soul Asylum, Dave Perner, 1964. Martin Lawrence, 1965. Walt Williams, he's a pretty good basketball player, 1970. And Selena the singer, 1971. Remember, she was shot in 1995. Onward we go to see who else is on this. What time do we have? Oh, boy. Let's see here. And is that it? Yes, it is. Oh, I don't know if Gary Brill would feature this person on the jukebox, but it would probably, in my opinion, be better than Bobby Vinton. Chance the Rapper. Chance was born in 1993. Passing away on this day, Neville Brand, the actor, and Laredo and others. He died in 1992. Also passing away on this day, we have, from Night Court, Harry Anderson, 2018. The gospel singer, George Beverly Shea, 2013. Robert Urich, remember the song, not the song, the show Vegas? I remember it. I've never seen it. He died in 2002. I think he was only 55. My goodness, it's a shame. Sir David Lean, director, he gave us Bridge on the River Kwai, Lawrence of Arabia, and Dr. Zhivago and others. He died in 1991. And this guy turned down the role of Archie Bunker in All in the Family. Scott Brady was his name. He ended up on Laverne and Shirley as Shirley Feeney's dad. Scott Brady died in 1985. And let's see here. Is there anybody else on the list? Nope, that is it. All right, so going into the top of the list today. Oh, boy. Anyway, again, he was left in a dumpster as a kid. His parents were his dad was a pimp and his mother was a prostitute. And he was found covered in newspapers in the dumpster. And he went on, got himself together through help, obviously, from an aunt. And he played some baseball. He was a very, very good athlete. Went to a JC and then he enlisted in the United States Army and served for 4 years. So he gets out of college, or gets out of that, and he's working at the aircraft plant in Los Angeles, and he passed the Los Angeles Rams office on his way to work, and he walked into the office, and eventually he asked for a tryout, and then somehow they said okay, and all he did in his first year in the NFL with the Los Angeles Rams was intercept 14 passes. It is still a record after all these years. He was known as one of the most vicious hitters in the history of football. The NFL Films did a segment, I don't know how many years ago, but he was ranked number 2 behind Dick Butkus of the most feared tacklers in league history. There were also some changes, too, because he back in the day, he would grab the helmet or the face mask. It was legal back then, and the collar. They had to change the rules because he was hurting a lot of people. He got into a little dispute because the Rams didn't want to pay him more, and then he was traded to the Chicago Cardinals, then to the Detroit Lions, and again, he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. 68 interceptions for his career. Pretty amazing. And at one time, he was married to the singer Dinah Washington. One and only. Night Train Lane goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Atascadero Police Department is reminding motorists that April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. The APD encourages drivers to stay focused, keep their eyes forward and hands on the wheel. In 2023, 158 people were killed in distracted driving crashes in California law jurisdiction. Caltrans District 5 announced that construction on the Wellsona Road Safety Improvement Project is now complete. The project, constructed under undercrossing and frontage near the intersection of the road, which eliminates the need for motorists to make left turns across traffic onto the 101. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 51 degrees. A local news update brought to you by Mars Megastorage, marsmegastorage.com.
The other nickname he had was Cue Ball because when he was a kid, he was at a pool hole and he beat a guy and the guy wouldn't pay him, so he picked up the cue ball. And as the guy was heading out the door, He threw it at him and hit him upright, right upside the head. So cue ball and night train. They're to the top. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.